We took a look at what happened to Ford in the Great Recession. Now let's take a look at what happened to Poway School District. Huh? Well, yes, municipalities such as water districts and bridge authorities and school districts and state and local governments, counties, states, all issue municipal bonds when they need to borrow money. And a school district is no different. So let's take a look at the Poway School District bonds in February of 2009, again, at the depths of the Great Recession. And we found this in the San Diego Useless Tribune, along with Capistrano, California Unified School District, Community Funding District, I think that's what CFD stands for, number 14 special tax bonds. What are these things? These are tied to the property taxes in the Poway, California Unified School District. So people pay their mortgages, and normally, along when they pay their mortgages, they put money into an escrow account to pay their property taxes. Or they could pay them twice a year in December and April, the two worst times, you know, Christmas and income tax time. But notice that the Capistrano California Unified School District special tax bonds are rated double A, and they're insured, whereas the Poway bonds are not even rated, and they're not insured. So here, these bonds are paying 5%, maturing in 2029, but the yield to maturity is 5.9. Why is that? Because they're priced at $893.66. And notice, there's a $25,000 minimum. Right. Most people who buy bonds, especially muni bonds, are fairly wealthy, and you get a private broker. And these things became callable in 2015, September 1st, 2015, which means at 1,000, remember, move the decimal point to the right one, meaning that the Capistrano School District could call them back. Could say, we want our, you know, here's your money, we want our bonds back, we're not going to pay you more interest. The same way you could refinance or pay off your house loan or credit cards or car loan. Typically, when they call in the bonds, they turn around and sell new bonds at a lower interest rate. So they refinance the way we refinance. But notice the Poway School District bonds are paying 8.6%. Well, why is that? The coupon yield is 5.25%, but notice they're priced at $648.78. So investors are far more worried about the Poway School District having financial problems than the Capistrano, because they're double rated double A, whereas Poway's not even rated. Well, why would people worry? Well, remember, this was the Great Recession. People were losing their houses. They were not paying their mortgages, which means they're not paying their property taxes. So if people don't pay their property taxes, that means Poway can't make the interest payments on the loans. Right, so people were dumping the bond. Investors were dumping the bonds afraid that the bonds would be worthless. Now, I, you know, at the time, I thought, no, that's not going to happen. Is it? That's the problem about the future. And notice that these were callable starting in 2009, September 1st, at $1,030. Poway would have to pay not $1,000, which is what they got when they sold the loans, when they sold the bonds. They would have to pay $1,030. Think of it like a prepayment penalty. So that's when people were afraid that the world was going to end. Would you have the courage to buy the bonds at that time? Well, a year, a little over a year later, again, we no longer can use Yahoo because it's not working very well. Those same bonds were selling not for $648, but for $880 or $815 or $797. Right, and the yield has come down. The prices went up. The interest rate that they pay, that's not true. They pay this interest rate all the time. That's the coupon rate. That doesn't change. But because you only had to pay $815, you're getting 6.6% on your money. Whereas when you paid $648 a year and a few months before, you were getting 8.6%. Not bad. So people are thinking, hey, maybe the world's not going to end. So we jump to October 2010, and we see that the prices have even jumped a little higher, and the yields have gone down a little lower. And now let's move to March of 2011, and we see that at least one of the bonds is now selling at par at $1,000, but the others are almost there, $986. Now here, I think this is old data. I don't think that's very good because that's what they were selling a couple of years before that. But we see that some of the bonds are reaching $1,000 again. Go to October 2011, and now most of the bonds... Now, see, look at that. That's obviously wrong. That is not correct. That's bad data. Nobody bought that bond for $215 or $233. That's not right. But these are close. $860, $880, $980. Yeah, those bonds, that's what they were selling for. So the yields have come down even more. Now, they're still not premium bonds yet, right? They're still selling below par. People are still frightened. And now let's jump to March of 2012. And what happened? Some of the prices are now above, some of them are low, but a couple of them are above $1,000. Again, there's bad data, $280, that's not right. $273, that's not right. But things are getting better. Now, where is it? October 2012, was it? No, here now, notice. It's October 2012, we're recovering from the Great Recession. All the bonds where the data looks good, that's not right, 207. That's not right, folks. Just ignore that. But all the bonds where the data looks good are now selling, except for one, $986, are now selling for more than $1,000. They're all selling for more than what they originally were sold for. And the yields have come down. In fact, here's a yield of 5.1%. But because you had to pay over $1,000, you only get 4.8% on your money. So that was, what is that? That's October 2012. Now, here's where the little mini crash happened. Is that where that happened? March of 2015? No, it's not where it happened. Right there. There was a little mini crash in muni bonds that ended very quickly, thankfully. But notice now, March of 2015, and the prices are all in the 1100 range, 1200 range, 1200. Here's one for $1,075, but that's only paying 4%. Here's one for $1,040, but that's only paying 3%. But the ones that were paying 5% are selling for well over $1,000. And so now let's jump to October 2017. And we find that prices have modestly come down a little bit. Yields have gone up a little bit, but not much. It's except for this. Like, that's bad data up there. 490, that's wrong. But these are correct. And a few of them, because the interest rates on the bonds are lower than the others, are selling for a little bit less than $1,000. But that's what happens, you know. People say, I want more interest. Here, I'll take a 5% bond and pay $1,090 for it, as opposed to a 3% bond, I'll only pay $960 for it. And so things have sort of stabilized since then. And let's take a look at the current prices. We find that the ones that make sense are still, a couple of them are a little, here's the 5% bond selling for $1,134, 4%. $1,050. So interest rates are still pretty low. Bond prices are still fairly high. Some of these are selling at a discount, but they're not paying as much. Cool? So hopefully you now have a feel for what it's like to look at bond quotes and understand the relationship of interest rates and bond prices. Bond prices, interest rates. They are inversely related. And we survived. Until the next crash. That's capitalism, folks. It's this history. The history of capitalism is a series of booms. Everybody's going to get rich. Ooh, is it too late to get in? And busts. Ooh, is it too late to get out? And then a boom again. Well, nothing's perfect.